We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat this morning. Our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our awesome brother in Christ, Nicholas Nathaniel the Net Medina. How are you this morning, brother?
Doing fantastic. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad you called me yesterday. I was going to call you, but I was just chilling. And
I wanted to make sure it was today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you called me. I'm always glad when you call.
Thank you.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can also text it to 580-485-0837. And you can put it in the comments. You can send it in a private message through Messenger on Facebook. We do record it in two parts. And we'll get that posted shortly after the program has ended. We do have an opening for sponsorship. If you would like to sponsor Wednesdays, please get a hold of us through email or text message. And we will get you the information so that you can sponsor Wednesdays. I think I covered it all.
Yeah, come and sponsor the Hour of Power.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Come on.
I wanted, you know, this place, I started coming to Hour of Power. I was invited, and I started coming a little over 5 years ago, probably six, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't keep track.
Yeah, right.
But it has really helped me grow in Christ and really understand who He is, the character. Thank you, Lord. The true character of God, mm-hmm, and the mission of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful to be here.
Hallelujah.
Would you pray to start us out,
yeah,
brother?
Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much that you hear us, God. I just thank you for everybody's life right now, even if it don't seem the way it should seem in their eyes, God, that you got good things coming for them. I thank you for this morning, and I pray for everyone that's hearing, Father, that they can open their hearts and receive something from you today, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
I like your title, you're not in the flesh, you are in the spirit.
I like how you said that, you are in the spirit.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to give today. You're not in the flesh, you are in the spirit.
It's learning this new creature, mm-hmm, is such a journey,
right,
an adventure. Like this morning, for example, I'm kind of estranged. We're not talking really, me and one of my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so I check someone's mail, my son and his wife's mail for them. Mm-hmm. So I go to the post office and there's a box for my oldest grandchild.
Mm.
Lord, I don't know how this is going to go, but okay. So I reached out.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out back. She wanted that box.
Right. Opening opportunities.
And I wasn't really for sure where she was staying. Mm-hmm. She told me the place where she was staying, but I had never been there. I had a kind of an idea. So as I get in the car this morning, I'm on a mission. Mm-hmm. I'm going to deliver this box, go get my sausage, cheese, and then come here.
Right.
And so I'm headed out 152, and I see an image of a route to take. And this isn't the first time God's done this for me. Mm-hmm. I've seen the image going, and it's like a map. When I see it, it's like a map that pops up. Mm-hmm. And I seen go through Canute, get on the highway, and just my little route to take. And I just seen the little route, you know.
Amen.
And I took it, and it was perfect. Another time that this happened for me was when my daughter, who has been with Jesus for going on 10 years now, mm-hmm. I hadn't seen her in over a year. Mm. They had moved from Plano to out in the country, Blue Ridge, I believe, Blue Ridge, Texas. And I was just crushed. I wanted to see my baby.
Right.
And one day I said, come on, let's go. We're going. Mm-hmm. So my mom allowed me and my sister to take her vehicle mm-hmm. to go see my daughter. I didn't know where they lived. That was before GPS and all that.
Right.
I tell you what, the Lord took me right to my baby.
That's crazy.
Took me right to their house. Turn for turn. Took me to their driveway.
Hallelujah.
Now I we got locked in the gate. I did end up going to jail that day. But it wasn't because of anything I did violent. It wasn't that. It was they filed trespassing charges. Right. And I in turn I remember that day so well, y'all, because when they locked us in and said they were calling the police because they were very shocked that I showed up. Very shocked. And when they said they were calling the police, I started jogging down the road. My sister's locked in the driveway. And I knew if I left, they would allow my sister to leave.
Right.
So I started jogging down the road. And I kid you not, at least 8 police flew past me. And I'm just focused on the field down the road. And as soon as that last cop car passed by me, I bolted. It was no longer a jog. It was a straight run for the field. And I hid in that field for probably 2 hours.
How in the world did we get here?
But the Lord will guide you, man. I'm telling you. He took me to my baby that day.
Oh, man. Just
like he did this morning, man. It's like the Holy Spirit said, turn here, there it is. Yeah, it's better than Siri.
That cracked me up. That I did end up going to jail that day.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Wow, praise the Lord.
I needed that time, though.
Man.
Yeah, if you're lost, ask the Lord for directions.
Yep, hallelujah.
If you don't know which way to turn, ask the Lord.
That's the way, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, praise God for that. I needed that little encouragement. Okay. Hallelujah.
What you got for us this morning, brother?
Okay, do it. All right. Man, that cracked me up, Monica. You're hilarious.
God's so good, man. He is.
Oh, man. Okay, well.
My mama's listening. Mama, you remember that? I'm sure she remembers the call.
Hey, God's with you through that all. He don't ever leave you. All right, well, to get into the topic, I'm going to talk about being in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now we can roll in with joy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This week, I went through a pretty weird time. You know, I somehow got into really this self-seeking mode. Okay. So your flesh is self-seeking all the time. And if you're in Jesus, the spirit is always for others. and my mind began to think about the things I was going through. So, like, okay, my results that I want aren't here now. They're not manifested in this physical world, in the natural world. So I began to, instead of knowing that I just believe, I know I'm victorious. The spirit tells me I'm victorious. The spirit tells me all the promises are yes and amen. I'm more than a conqueror. I know these things. But I began to dwell and think on, well, maybe I should try something else. Maybe I should seek other help. When the Lord had already told me personally just to wait and trust. So I began to seek out. And in that whole time, I had no peace from the Father when I went to seek out. And it was almost as if my flesh was saying, I'm not getting what I want now, when I want it. So I'm going to go find another means. And so I went and tried to find means and means and means. And the Holy Spirit tells me, why are you seeking man's help when you have me? And you know what this did to me? This began to take my mindset and make it an inward reflection. So instead of my heart being, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? Instead of my heart being, I'm victorious. I'm favored. Everywhere I go, there's victory. Any battle that comes against me, any weapon formed against me will not prosper. That was not my mindset. My mindset began to slowly and deceitfully start to change to, look what I'm going through. Look what I'm afflicted by. Oh, it's okay to feel these ways. It's not all good right now. That's where my mindset began to shift to.
Yeah.
And then before I realized it, every single corner of my life had hooks in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I'd wake up. Oh, man, I just hope today's better than yesterday. Man, what? And then when somebody would say something, it would turn to, did they say that turned to me? Mm-hmm. I would get offended by what they said. Mm-hmm. Or they would act a certain way, or they wouldn't respond a certain way. I'd be like, well, you're rude. And it was always self-seeking. It sneakily and deceitfully began to change everything. Mm-hmm. And then that self-seeking flesh began to affect me. I couldn't even be happy. Mm-hmm. It was can you even be happy? It's okay to not be happy. That's how tricky it was.
Come on.
Yeah. Do you know how the Holy Spirit's the counselor, right? Mm-hmm. It was almost as if the devil came and sat next to me, imitating a counselor with his glasses. You're hurting, aren't you? It's okay to hurt. You feel angry, don't you? People are offending you, huh? You're going through it's not all good right now. Almost as if he tried to take the place of the Holy Spirit and began to counsel me into my own flesh.
Come on.
And then I began to, well, I am going through a lot right now. Well, that did make me feel that way. It began to creep into me. And then I was not for anybody else because I was so focused in on me. Then when I went to pray and to God, God, I know I'm victorious. I couldn't even bear witness with that because the flesh was in control. I couldn't even say, you know what? I am victorious. You know what? I am close to God. You know, the favor of God is on my life. It completely ripped away my mindset of favor. I couldn't even live in joy because I was so self-focused. And I said, God, what is going on? Why is it so tough right now? That was my question. Why is it so tough right now, God? Why is my life like this right now, God? Why is these people treating me like this? Why is my circumstance? It was all why? All questions, no faith. No faith at all. And I was like, dude, what is going on? I don't feel victorious, God. I don't feel... And then it's like so quickly I began to realize, bing, is that me? No. You're thinking a lot about yourself. You're thinking a lot about yourself. Man. And the next thing you know, my wife said something and it was like something came out of my mouth and it was almost like it came out and I wanted to, what? I didn't have no control of it coming out of my mouth. And I was like, that wasn't me. And then like 10 minutes later, she says something, and I poop, and I was like, and I realized, what is that? That's not who I am. Then the Holy Spirit's like, why did that happen? And I'm like, okay, I began to think, when did this begin to happen? Because before, you would know If somebody was doing you a certain way, it's not them. It's something they're afflicted by. But then I began to realize, oh, wait, I allowed myself to think about me. I allowed myself to think, how do I feel? They're doing wrong to me. This is how I'm doing. So it became an inner reflection, and he pinpointed the exact time a seed was planted. And I fed that seed. And then another seed came, because you know the enemy loves to plant seeds in your life. But they won't grow in the name of Jesus Christ when we focus on him. And another seed came. Then another seed came. And I became convinced that I was a victim. My flesh took over. And so that boiled over into my relationships. That boiled over into me being able to walk in joy. That boiled over into me and my relationship with God. I couldn't see him that anymore because you know that you hear a lot of people, God is good. God is good all the time. And you know, we know that saying, right? God is good all the time. All the time God is good. Mm-hmm. He is completely. But people will be like, it's not good right now. You know, once you get in that mindset, oh, dude, you're completely out of there because you're now displacing God's goodness with your circumstances. Look at Joseph in Egypt. He was in Egypt sold as a slave, and God said he was a successful man. If he would have known God's goodness by his circumstances, he would have never been able to prosper. Then, or do his duty when Potiphar put him over the head of the house. Then when he got kicked out, he could have been like, man, look at my circumstances. God's not really good. Do you see how when we're self-focused, it begins to obscure our vision of everything around us plus God? And then when everything's against us, like it always is, how can we know God is for us if we're so self-focused? So in that mindset, I'm not going to talk so much about the flesh, but I wanted to pinpoint these things of the flesh. It's always self-seeking. And when we begin to use the flesh, naturally, we want to fix things. I'm a fixer, okay? And the Holy Spirit tells me every single time, don't. Trust me, rest, right? In the natural, if something's broke or wrong, you want to put your hands on it and fix it. And I'm telling you, almost every single time, it cannot be fixed by us. Only by God. And so that's when we try to apply fixing to something. That's when we get anxiety. Because we realize we have no control. Anxiety means to be divided, right? Mm-hmm. And we were made holy. That means to be one. When we apply ourselves to fixing something, it becomes unmanageable. We get anxiety. That's where we get the scripture, be anxious for nothing. He's teaching us how to live in the spirit, how to submit ourselves to the spirit. Be anxious for nothing, but pray. Then the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. Mm. So when you apply your flesh to fixing things, it creates anxiety because you can't. But when you apply the spirit tells you, have faith. Trust in me. Trust not, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, trust the Lord, right? It's telling you how to get rid of the flesh, how to know what it is, the understanding, your mind, and how to lean on God. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll guide your path, right? So the scripture is telling us there's two worlds here. The law and your flesh. The flesh always try to obey the law because it's trying to work something to fix it. The spirit always obeys faith, meaning I can't, but he can. Mm-hmm. So now let's roll into Romans 8. And we're going to walk through Romans 8 because when I woke up, I was feeling no presence of God. And I was thinking, man, again, here I am. And I opened my Bible app. And the Holy Spirit said, read right where your Bible's at. And so it was Romans 8. Hallelujah, glory to the God of all. Okay, in Romans 7, I'm going to give you a recap. Paul is talking about how he wants to do good, right? In the flesh, you have the law. Law brings death. The power of sin is the law. Then he talks about he wants to do good, but there's another law waging war inside of him that wants to do bad. That's the sin in you, right? The flesh in you. And then what's up here, you want to do good, right? Then we roll into Romans 8. He's saying, hey, I'm just going to read the last part of Romans 7 just so I can recap. It says, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God. But on the other hand, with my flesh, the law of sin. Here is something so amazing, okay? This is saying, this is where you're at. You feel there's evil inside of you working all the time? I guarantee y'all feel that. Because I feel that. There's something in there that wants to do bad. You're not demon-possessed. Hallelujah. You're not demon-possessed. Because if you believe in Christ, you have the seal of the Holy Spirit. And that's in Ephesians 1. And I can go to that. Just by believing, you get the Holy Spirit. Baptism and manifestations happen later. But you receive the Holy Spirit. So if you feel like, what's waging war against me? I want to do right, but it's wrong. Here is the good answer right here. We roll into Romans 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Some of the things say, who walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. That's not in the original. So let's keep that out. And I'm going by the NASB. You can go to the Greek and you will see it's not in the original. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? So when that flesh tries to do things, that brings upon guilt and the law and death. He's saying there's no condemnation for you. And now I'm going to read on. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now we have to come in this. I'm going to walk us through Romans 8 as long as I am today. So this is where we're going to be today. The sin of the law of the Spirit, right? There was a law that was given to us that our flesh could correspond with, and that's the commandments. That only brought death because we couldn't do it. There's now a law of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It has set us free from the law that we were in before. In Jewish culture, in 7 it says this, a woman who is married to a man is obligated to be married to that man. And if I leave you and I go marry another person, I'm wrong and I broke the law. But if you die, I can go marry another person and be right. What we're going to roll into is Christ died for us so that we could die to the obligation of having to try to work out being okay with God. And remember we talked about when you try to work out things yourself, you get anxiety. You're not moving in faith. So now we're going to break this down. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, because the flesh was the only way to work in the old law, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. When Christ was put on that cross, the sin in our life was condemned, right? Gone. So now when I walk and I'm self-seeking, now when I walk and I feel guilty, I realize, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm paying for something that's already been paid. Yeah. Let's not overpay the devil. He's already been paid. Why are we putting money into his bank account by a guilty conscience? So let's keep moving. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We don't walk according to the flesh. Your flesh wants me, 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 me. What can I do? How do they make me feel? God, how can I be good with you? God, I have to reach you. I have to fix myself. I have to do this. All me, 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 me. We don't walk according to that. Praise God for the Spirit of God, because now we walk in the Spirit. Now let's keep going. For those who are according to the flesh, here is so vital for me. This is what I was experiencing through the week. Those who are according to the flesh. Now I want to clarify something while I'm here so I don't forget it. You think, well, I'm not in the Spirit because I still have these urges. I'm not in the Spirit because I still have these temptations. Something's got to be wrong with me. If we remember Romans 7, Paul was saying, I feel both of these, but there's no condemnation for me because I can walk in the Spirit. if you have those urges, you still have the Spirit of God. You still can walk in the Spirit of God. Even if you're having these temptations, these doubts, these worries, this anxiety, this depression, this self-seeking, you still can walk in the Spirit of God, because Paul just clarified that to us. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. What was I doing this whole past week? I was setting my mind on everything about me. I was setting my mind on my flesh. How does this make me feel? Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, about this and that. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset on the flesh is death. Now I want you to hear this one. But the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Look what he dropped in there with life. He added in peace. What did I tell you a second ago? When we try to work things out for ourselves, even if it's not working out your salvation, even if it's just working on something in general, a bad relationship, a honed in friend or family member, or a struggle you're going through, if you begin to say, I'm going through this struggle, I have depression or have this, and you begin to try to work yourself out of it, like with your flesh, it's not going to do it. It's going to lead to death, because you're going to start amplifying that sin. But if you have this mindset on a Spirit, your life and peace. Anxiety brings division and chaos, right? Yeah. But the Spirit of God brings life and peace. Yeah. Because now I'm at peace here. I know God's handling my battles. I know God. It begins to be a Spirit-minded life. It begins to not do this. Then you can live out. When somebody says something to you, you're not self-focused. Then you say, oh, this person's hurting. Man, I just want to love them. I'm not hurting. This is just circumstances in my life. I'm successful. I'm wonderful. Because the Spirit begins to talk to you. And we're going to keep reading on, because there's so many keys in here. Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God. What is that flesh hostile to? It's hostile towards other people are more important than you. How many times do we read in the Bible, humble yourselves, think of others better than yourself, take interest of others better than yourself? And you're like, how can I possibly do that? By having that Spirit-minded aspect. If the flesh is in control, if you allow it to be in control, you are going to be hostile towards God. So when the Spirit says, love them, the flesh is saying, I ain't gonna love them. That person did me wrong. You heard what he said. Or somebody say something, boy, you about to get slapped in the face. And the Holy Spirit's like, love him. And then you're like, ah, that's the hostility towards God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. So when you feel like, I'm not even capable, God, of being nice to this person, that is exactly right. You're not. Because the flesh is not able to. But the Spirit of God in you is able to do it. I'm sure. Do we have to take a commercial break? Mm-hmm. Let's take a commercial break. Prayer. Oh, yeah, prayer.
Okay.
Hallelujah.